you everyone for coming. Welcome to the LAFCO October 11th meeting, and please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Ogren.
Present.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Yes.
Chair Baird.
Here.
Commissioner Bryan is gone today.
Thank you. Okay, item number four. Now's the time is allowed for public comment. No action will be taken on any of these matters. You have a maximum of 5 minutes if anyone wishes to speak at this time. And no one is stepping up, so I will close public comment.
Through the chair.
Yes, ma'am.
We need approval of minutes.
Am I getting ahead of myself?
Yeah. Just a little.
Item number three. If everyone had a chance to review the minutes from May 10th and September 13th. Are there any corrections?
Was there a meeting on the 13th?
Yes.
Then I'm going to abstain for that one. I don't think I was here.
Yeah, you were absent that
There wasn't a quorum.
We just split the motions.
All right, we will take May 10th first.
Move to approve.
Second.
And roll call.
Commissioner Harkness.
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren.
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Mm-hmm.
Chair Baird.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's move on to September 13th.
Move to approve.
Second.
And roll call.
Okay, Commissioner Harkness.
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren.
Aye.
Chair Baird.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now, do I need to open up for public comment again? At this time, I will open for public comment.
If there's anybody.
No one is approaching, so I will close public comment. Commissioners, are there any conflict of interest declarations? None stated. And are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
None stated. Old business, agenda item one, appointment of member at large commissioner. Potential action, the commission will consider the appointment of alternate member at large commissioner, Laura Harkness, to the position of member at large. Staff report.
Hello, good afternoon, Haley Lang, Executive Officer of LAFCO. So just going to provide a verbal staff report update. So we are requesting to move Laurel Harkness into the appointment member at large commissioner. She currently is the alternate at large member. And so due to our application that we received for the alternate at large member, which we'll discuss next item, we're going to request to move Laurel to the main at large, appointment.
Thank you. Commission questions, discussion?
Move to approve. Ms. Harkness to the at-large position.
Second.
And roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Harkness, I guess, well, maybe you don't vote on it. I'm sorry. Commissioner Ogren.
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Sure.
Chair Baird.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Agenda item two, appointment of alternate member at large commissioner. Potential action, the commission will consider the appointment of Angelina Cook to the position of alternate member at large commissioner. Staff report.
Sure. Haley Lang, Executive Officer. So we received an application for appointment for the alternate member at large commissioner members from Ms. Angelina Cook. And so that's all the information I have today. That's it. She is here this afternoon?
Yes. Was there a letter of interest submitted?
There was, yes.
A long time ago?
Yes, a few months ago.
Move to approve Ms. Cook to the alternate position.
And is there a second?
Second.
And voice vote, please.
Voice vote or roll call?
Pardon me?
Oh, you said voice vote, so you want roll call instead?
Roll call. Okay. I'm sorry.
Commissioner Harkness?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren?
No.
Chair, or Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yep.
Chair Baird?
No.
So, two no's and two yeses?
Mm-hmm.
Bill?
Excuse me?
Two no's and two yeses?
Then the motion doesn't pass. So now what? Can we come back when we have five people so we can make a decision one way or another?
Staff?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Does this motion come back when we have a full council?
That would be a county council question.
Sir?
Bill?
You could move to continue this item to the next meeting when hopefully there will be five people and have it heard again.
Commissioners, would you like to give direction for that?
I would say it'd come back. I don't know what the big deal is to have an alternative. I mean, I've never experienced this in the LAFCO. This is not like it's a high-profile spot, but that's just me.
No. We want to be comfortable with the decision made here, so please bring it back. Yeah. All right, new business. Agenda item number one. Plot, City of Aetna, Outer Area Service Agreement, LAF 22-22-02, categorically exempt. The proposed project is for an out-of-area service agreement, OASA, with the City of Aetna to extend water service to a residential property located outside of Aetna city limits at the request of the property owner. The property is located at 1107 Sawyers Bar Road, south of the City of Aetna on APN 023-500-390, Township 42 North, Range 9 West, Section 32, MDB and M, and I have to admit I don't know what those last initials stand for. Staff report.
Thank you, Rachel, Deputy Executive Officer. So normally out of area service agreements are administratively approved, so you guys don't have to take a look at them. They're fairly routine. We do a couple of them, maybe three of them a year. Unfortunately, this particular project did not meet the required findings to administratively approve this project. Specifically, the finding that we were not able to make was that upon extension of the water service to the property could then be split, which is against one of the findings that we have to make. If we do provide service to a parcel, it cannot be split, but this one, since it's over 3 acres and the county's minimum requirement for a parcel that's served with water is one, it has the potential to be to be split into three parcels upon service of water to it. So that's why you guys are seeing it. All of the other findings were able to be made, and staff is recommending approval of this out-of-area service agreement. However, I did modify the resolution that was in the staff report, and I added an additional whereas to make it clear that if the property is subsequently subdivided, that the new parcels that are not already receiving service will also have to go through this out-of-area service agreement process. Specifically, the language that got added is the second to the last whereas, which states, whereas pursuant to Government Code Section 56133, any parcel created by division of the subject parcel shall also require an OASA for new or extended services, semicolon, and. That's the language that was added to the revised resolution. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Commissioners? Okay, I have a couple. Okay. Have there been any correspondence from neighboring properties since this was printed?
No, this actually, the project was mailed to all property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel, and it was also posted in the newspaper, and we did not receive any comments at all. This particular, yeah, so just as an aside, a lot of the cities around here have had a lot of staff turnover, just like the county, and a lot of them are not aware of the process that's required.
So the city has actually already installed a meter box in front of Mr. Pott's property, and it really just needs a connection. So there's not anything that's actually even going to be constructed on public property at this point. It would just be literally a water line from the existing meter box on the property to Mr. Pott's house that the county has reviewed and planning has approved. I'm not sure if the building permit has actually been issued for that particular property or not, though. But to answer your question, no, we have not received any comments at all from any neighbors, although I do believe we do have a neighbor that is here in the chambers if you had any questions or if they did.
Okay.
Do we want to open up the public hearing portion of this?
I was just finishing up to see if commissioners had any more. Okay. At this time, I'd like to open it for public comment on this item only. And if there are no questions, I will close this public comment. Commissioner discussion again. All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
And a roll call vote.
Commissioner Harkness?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Sure.
Chair Baird?
Aye. Motion carries. Alrighty. Any other items for discussion? Additional? Commissioner? No? Okay. Comment about any future meetings, the next one being January 10th. Does that work with everyone?
Cool.
Staff, any additional correspondence?
None.
Oh, and no staff comments?
None.
All right, commissioner statements. Quiet group, okay. I would like to make a comment that this is my last meeting and that I'm chairing. I will be at the end of my second term for the city of Wairika, and I wanted to thank you for the opportunity of serving. It's been a good education and a pleasant experience. And I especially want to say thank you to Rachel and Janine for their patience and understanding as I learned the process. And I appreciate it very, very much. You guys have been awesome. You really have.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And if there's no other business, I will close the meeting. We good?
Yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.